Okay, so in regard to HSP 12, shows first of all the importance of parents, especially mothers, understanding this concept of HSP, because it is very possible, especially if you have more than a few children, that one of them could have a lot of these attributes of a highly sensitive person. And when a parent, especially a mother, understands this, they could help their child in immeasurable ways. And by not understanding it unintentionally, it could cause the children a lot of anxiety. You know, to learn with HSP, a sensitive child like that, to make their child feel not too overprotective over them, but at the same time not too neglectful. And to have that balance and to understand that balance is crucial, especially for mothers, but for both parents. As a side, that once there's a security, though, so when a child, sensitive child, is secure with their mother, then there's no negative cortisol effect from any stress that they have. That's why it's so important, by the way, that young HSPs, older ones too, but especially young ones, that they are exposed to the world and they try to experiment and do different things rather than to retreat. It's a natural tendency for a HSP, highly sensitive person, to retreat. And often a mother or as a parent, one needs to, in a firm way, not a crazy way, but in a firm, step-by-step way, have an HSP exposed to the outside world instead of retreating and being fearful of it. And in order for them to do that, they have to have a secure relationship with you, with a parent, in that mode. I think this applies, by the way, in teenage years too, and even in adult years, frankly, when you're communicating to your children as adults. Don't forget, they could be adults, but if they are indeed highly sensitive, then they're highly sensitive as adults too. But they still view you as a parent. So by providing them certain accepted need, even that late in life, you know, they're already in their 20s, 30s, and you're older, helps tremendously. In this case of this particular lecture, this Rob's parents, the highly sensitive twin, they were always praising his successes, encouraging him to test his fears to see if they were realistic, and offering help also if he needed it. So when he sensed that his parents supported him, loved him, and understood him, then his idea of the whole world view became much, much less threatening. It allowed his creative traits and intuitive abilities to flourish, to thrive, and the difficulties became less and less and less. That is really a key, a chesed, that any non-HSP could do with HSP, especially a parent could do for a highly sensitive child. When parents do nothing to help a sensitive child feel safe, then the child has the risk of becoming more inhibited, and more reclusive and more retreating into themselves. Another point just to explain also pertaining to the importance of sleep. I'm sometimes challenged in that area. I'm not getting enough sleep during the week. But the idea is with children also in HSPs, it's a problem. Because the more cortisol that's in an infant's body, for example, the less the child will sleep. The less they sleep, the more cortisol. In the daytime, the more cortisol, the more fear. The more fear, the more cortisol. Uninterrupted sleep at night or naps when needed will reduce cortisol in infants. Lower cortisol means fewer short-term alarms. And so therefore, the sleeping issues of a HSP is very important to address as well. In this culture, the lack of sleep is a problem. Always tell people with Chazal, it's so important because people in the Jewish culture, from culture, talk about, even there's a pasuk in Mishlei, that less sleep is better, or don't overindulge in sleep. But Rav Avigdor Miller used to stress very often about the importance of sleep, getting enough hours of sleep, something I'm working on, something that really HSPs, in particular all human beings, get very stressed because of lack of sleep, but highly sensitive people more so, need to work on themselves in that area to take care of themselves in their sleep patterns and in their eating habits, and in other ways to alleviate the natural challenges that HSP would have, to make it easier for them. Bracha natzlacha.